아야상가로 숫드라. 어, this one, the one of the most precious teaching of the Buddha. Since I came to know this, the, you know, the, this precious teaching of the Buddha, and then I say, introduced to many people in the organization, especially in the FMD organization. So many people, it helped so many people to spiritually and also the material success. You know, centers and in which people that, you know, there's some things. There has been many proofs. As it talks how unconscionable marriage practice just by even by listening and of course there's much more if you read the much than the most of ones if you write. That as I mentioned there, the very first benefit is mentioned as you, those who have read, as you remember that the very first thing that the minute when you hear this teaching, it purifies the not only chanting, it purifies unintended karma. That means no question about chanting versus action. The karma, the what problems maybe can be caused normally there, but that I mean killing human being, it happens some like people have abortions or you know things like that. That's of course not commonly human being, but maybe killing other human beings, maybe that's, you know, depending on the person, but generally speaking, that's common. Anyway, all those newcomers, you know, get purified, no question. This is content. When it says it purifies the fire under the newcomer, it's very heavy newcomer. Then those other newcomers, it means they, of course, they get, all those get purified. Yeah. So the every time when you hear five that it purifies mantra or listening teaching certain teachings that purifies five unentering karma, always you have to remember. It's very important to remember this connect with this that you know. So the killing father mother. And they killed Ahad, harm to Buddha, caused blood to the Buddha, Buddha's holy body. Even that then caused disunion of Mother Sangha. Then if any of that is done, then you, there's birth, without interruption, another life. So if, even though you kill the karma, like those, could be also those, from the Ten Virtues, some of the karma, you don't need to require, it doesn't need to be reborn the Lord, you know, immediately, right after the death, because maybe there's some, other virtues are actually stronger, so you get reborn, even though that next time is not purified, but some of the virtues actions may be more powerful than that, so you get a higher rebirth, you know, like that, but still you have that karma left to be experienced in the future, sometime in the future, you see. So maybe the next life, second life or third life, or maybe after billions of years or eons, you know, if it's not purified, it's definitely experience. But here, the fire under the karma, so it's so heavy that there's no interruption in other life where you get a higher birth, you see. Like as an example I mentioned before. So immediately you reincarnate in the hell realm, but even that, it's the lowest of hell, inexhaustible, the realm, the number eight. So which means they're suffering the heaviest, in the lower realm, suffering to the lower realm, is the heaviest one, in the whole entire samsara, the heaviest one. So that, see, just only you can't discriminate by shape, sentient being. It's just you know, it's like a it's like a piece of wood that one is fire, you know, burns. You can't from the shape you can't tell. You know, so the body is one is fire, and so by a sound screaming you suffering. So from that one can only that can discriminate the sentient being. That is in the misery, sorry. So that, so the heavy suffering and that last for one intimate union. One intimate union. So that's the longest, you see. So that one karma, you see, like killed father or mother or one of these, even not all five, just one, you see. So, so lifespan, this is your one intimate union. So unbelievable time, you see. unbelievable time. So you have to remember this. When it says fire and the karma, it purifies. Or it collects this karma or it purifies. So you have to remember, you have to connect with the result. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't, the mind is so stubborn that doesn't, you see, there's much feeling of that. So you have to really connect the suffering result. Then give some feeling when you hear five and then to the karma. In Tibetan called samenga. Samenga is le. So, as I mentioned the other night, you see, as often said that all the human beings are fire, you see. Energy put together, how hot is compared to say, the end of the world fire that which melts Rocky Mountains, everything like lava, you see. It's so hot, you know. So that one is 60, 70 times, or 60 times something like that, much hotter than all the energy of the fire human world now, you see. And now the one tiny fire spark from the hell, how hot it is, 7 times hotter than the end of the world fire. So one time the fire spark, how hot from the Lord, how hot it is like that. So therefore, then we have to figure it out. Now, that fire spark, it is not talking about a fire spark for, it's not talking about the lowest hot hell, you know, not talking about that. So even just, some of the realms, some of the hell realms, you know, fire sparks, yeah. One tiny fire, how hot it is. So therefore now I can imagine the number 8, you know, the hottest, you see. So that. So this unbelievable heavenly karma, those things. So just by hearing, the minute when you hear this, they're purified. That's incredible liberation. It's not a liberation from samsara, from delusion karma, but it's like for us it's like, incredible liberation, this, you know, that you don't have to suffer. People this in karma, you don't have to suffer this heavy, this, you know, from one need karma, you see, you get born the inner first for hell realm, experience suffering for one intimate, you know. So now there are so many, you know, not just one time we create this, from beginning to this rebirth, there's so many that had happened, but we haven't purified yet. We haven't finished experiencing yet. There are many, you see, we're committed. So it's not just one time that I killed father, mother, it's not just one time, you see. Okay, you know, those other karmas like cause, disturbance among the sanghas, it's not just one time. So this unbelievable gift, you know, this, as this Asana Sangha Sutra, you know, this, so for us, the unbelievable gift for us from Buddha, you know, this, you know, left this teaching text in this world is an unbelievable gift, from Buddha that with this kindness to us, you know, compassion, you see, so easy to purify. You know, such an unimaginable suffering that, you know, all those this talking result of one example, then maybe we create so many karma, you see, so, so this, so, that you can purify all these, you know. Such a Buddha made our life so easy, unbelievable, easy to purify and to be liberated from the Lord. Similar, Buddha made our life so easy to be liberated from samsara, you know. They left all these teachings, you know, for the noble truth and so forth. So to learn, you know, Buddha's kindness, even though we don't see Buddha directly, but they see teachers, you know, who can teach us the Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truths, you see. Represent Buddha, or Buddha, teach us Dharma through this, or manifesting this through these teachers. So, you can see, not only Buddha left these teachings, so kind, so compassionate, as not only left these teachings in the world, this world, but, you know, even say, you know, teach us, explain to us short path, you know. We're so fortunate we're not in the time that where there's only books left, there's only books, the Buddha's teachings left, but nobody can explain. We haven't reached that time, you see. For a degeneration where, much more degeneration where the Dharma scripture there, but nobody can explain, then, you know, maybe respect, but doesn't understand, you know, people in the world, you know, so we haven't reached that. We're so lucky that we haven't reached into that time. There's such a distant time, you see. So they are sort of great masters who can explain, see, correctly, you know, without mistake. So this is Buddha. This is also Buddha's kindness, and manifest to us, you know, in the ordinary form that we can see, that we can directly communicate, and you know, can receive explanations. Who explains us? All through this, you know, show us the path, explain the teachings. So the totally, completely, kindness of Buddha. We not only have made the teaching text available, you know, such as the Arasang Sutra, so that, you know, this is a different subject. This is a different subject, what I'm going to say. Because I did not mention about, you know, I didn't come down to explain things. So, other just to mention what I remember now, otherwise I forget. For the highest tantra, you know, when you do recitation mantra, then in the past, you know, in the past 100,000 times the main did this mantra, so that, you know, then the Tibetans normally, and then nowadays with the time of degenerate, things are degenerated, so to make it a power, then 400,000 times the mantra recites, that the main deity is mantra, you see, that the entrance is like 10,000 or something like that. So anyway, now the difference is that it's not the same with the Lord Tantra. When you recite, when you do retreat, you know, recite mantra of the Lord Tantra, like Mitubha, JNC, so forth, you see, this Buddha, so for this, when you do retreat, so the, how much, you know, the number of mantra you recite, for the enabling retreat, that you qualify to do five puja, offering burning practice. So that depends on number of syllables. So the mantra of the deity is only 15 syllables. If it has 15 syllables, then the, when you do retreat, the number of mantras is 1,000 times you have to recite. that which enables to do for enabling retreat to do which enables to do five puja consecration and so forth, those various activities of tantra. Then if it has 32 syllables, then you have to recite 300,000 times the mantra to for the enabling action of retreat. So she never left out the action. She would say the enabling action of retreat. Tibetan called Lei Rung. So which means you are enabled to do, after that, then you are able to do, so you can do five puja. And then after that, then five puja, that which mantras, which mantras, which the ceremony, the, anyway, particularly the mantras which missed out, and then Inukhara decided to those then to revive, restore, see, to make up, to purify, so to offer burning practice, so that then after that, after the five puja is done, the offering burning practice, in Tibetan called jinsek, offering burning, offering burning, practice. Jinsek. In English, it's normally just the five puja. You know, it's the kind of method where it's simplified to say, but people know, but people know it. Well, people who know it knows what it means, but, but it's simplified kind of, name, translation. So, Tibetan jinsek, jins offering, sek is burn, and offering burn. So anyway, so after that, then you can do a consecration or the the various activities. You can do that. Allowed to. Otherwise, not allowed. Not qualified into those things. So then now, if the if it's more than 32. The number of mantra syllables for the deity, then you see how many, for enabling action of the retreat, just 10,000 times. The number is just 10,000. But of course, here in the case of Mijupa, it's for purifying the karma, so particular thing there. So of course, you don't need to stop just 10,000, you just continue whatever, as much as you can, within the time, how much you can recite. So you see, well, you wish you see like that. But generally, if it's more than 32 syllables, then for enabling action of the duty, it's just 10,000 times, then you would have appreciated it. So here, so what I'm saying is that if people complete the retreat, then, made possible, many of you finish 10,000, it's possible. So then, so what, I'm not sure whether five puja can be organized this time or not, but if you but not possible, sometime, after a few days, some weeks, range the time to do five puja, those who have finished 10,000, and then in that case, you see, in that case, you are supposed to do sadhana, mijupa. Just the sadhana, you have to keep it doing sadhana, every day, without missing. It doesn't mean you have to do sessions, but it's just sadhana, from beginning and then and coming down to the mantra, and then you see the ending part, you see the, so, just that, until the five puja is done, you have to continue that. Otherwise, it's not qualified to the five puja. if you miss the sadhana. So that's the same in other, even high tantra deities. So you finish the number, and then if you didn't get the five puja immediately after that, then no matter how many weeks, months it takes to do five puja, whether you're going to five puja another place, another country, or another universe, Anyway, so anyway, then you should do, you're supposed to keep doing, you're supposed, you have to do sadhana every day. Until you're able to do the five puja. So that if you miss it out, then you don't qualify, you have to do the retreat again. So this, as I remember now, so I must, it's not meant to mention to you, but just because I didn't come down, so I didn't mention, so mention to you this before I forget.
Rinpoche, did you mention another number after
15 syllables?
Is there
after 15? The number of syllables.
Yes, syllables. Of the, yeah.
Deities, the main deities, the mantra. So then you have to do, for any able action you do, you have to do 1,000 number of mantras. The mantra has 32 syllables, then you have to do 300,000.
32 syllables, then 300,000.
If it's beyond from 32, if it has more than 32 syllables, then for enabling to do enabling action retreat, then you just take only 10,000. So I counted the mantra, Mitchell Mandar, that is beyond from 32, many, many, I think 50 or 60. So the Namo Ratna Taryaya Om Gangani. I'm gonna say Namo Ratna Taryaya Om Gangani Gangani Rotani Rotani Totani Totani Trasani Trasani Pati Hana, Pati Hana, Sava Karma, Sansanime, Sarva Sato Nenta, Swaha. I think probably nearly 50, maybe more than 50.
He
said 60 syllables. Yeah. He said 50.
He said 60. He counted. He said
60. 60.
60.
Okay. 61. Oh, I see. So that's 8. Well, my one is 8 or 9, I'm sure. Extra. So in that case, it's possible. 54. Let's see. 60? 61. I think maybe I skipped some syllables. How much do you count? My mind is 54. So anyway, it's so much more to take too. So just 10,000 for any enabling action retreat. So, but anyway, this is purifying karma. So within the time that we have, we must do as many as possible. The mantra is not. Nothing is just for enabling action retreat, you know. But if for the aim is to purify the karma, that's the, our main aim, you see.
Rinpoche, sorry, because I didn't catch properly. Can I check with you again that if 15 syllables, then need to complete 100,000 times, and then
if the mantra, that is mantra has a 15 syllables. 15, yep. Yeah, 15 syllables. Huh. Then the you need to recite 100,000 times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then less than 32, 300,000 times.
Yes, that is mantra has 32 syllables. Mm-hmm. Then you do 300,000 times for any action you do. In the application, that could that references from the root tantra, lecture degree, the tantra of the lecture, the root tantra where the Lama Tsongkhapa, from Buddha's teaching tantra, where they quote, why this, for this much number, this is according to the Rūtāṅsā, Buddha teachings. So this is not something to be there. It's not something that the Tibetan Lama, like Lama Tsongkhapa or like, they made it up. It's based on, Buddha's teachings. So that's why, Omani Pime Hum, if you are going to recite six syllable mantra to retreat, you have to recite it 600,000 times. I think that's how the, So if you're going to retreat, the enabling action retreat, where you do five puja at the end, then 600,000 times. But if you do the, Namaradaya, this is what is it, 11 says, generously, then it is just 40,000 times for enabling action retreat. Open the door. Maybe open the door. Only if he wants to come inside.
Yeah, I think she likes.
So that she can have lineage as long as you have to give room for other dogs. All the Taiwanese dogs. All the dogs in Taiwan. I thought to make a big noise. So that to heal your, somebody need to heal your ears, or to wake up. But I think Sangbo interrupted. as soon as, I don't remember 100%, maybe the first time it was a great initiation, maybe received from Sri Dalai Lama, but the ABC Singapore Center sponsored. There was Rinpoche suggested to them, and then it was requested to the Sri Lanka to give him. Think that maybe the time when we requested teachings, the Sri Lanka teachings, not Bodhicitta, but that one how loved you. So anyway, one of those times. So Sinas mentioned that after the food, collect all the bones, you see, then Sinas chant this Mutuba mantra to purify those sentient beings. So you chant after the food, collect the keep the bones. And then he chant the mythical mantra to purify the those sentient beings that come. So that, so anyway, regard to that, this mantra is unbelievably powerful for purification. And the, in Amto, when the people are dying, Gita Sanchara Bhisha said that they write the mantra on the paper and then they rap. And they rub on the body, you see, and the neck, on the skin, you know, I mean, say, on the bare, on the naked body, you see, then you just, the mantra touching the body, you see, then they have tradition to rub the mantra on the body, you see, like that, to purify. So like, the Vajra mantra, so anyway, that's kind of they have tradition. Like that to do the person died, you see, to purify the person they come. So because this mantra has so much power. I just mentioned that because it's held, doctors they advise to not give up meat for health. So they stressed to have meat, but as soon as said that when he has dharamsala, then 1 week there's some days vegetarian and some days non-veg like that. But however, anyway, But however, compassion Buddha, the compassion Buddha in human form, compassion Buddha, perceived us in human form or manifested, perceived us in human form, manifested in human form, so that, so, whatever Buddha does, it's only benefit for something being. There's no, because there's no delusion, so there's no need karma. There's no delusion, there's no need karma. There's no such thing as creating need karma. And especially bodhicitta, if you think about it. So that having realization of bodhicitta. Then on top of that, you see, so on top of that, those very high tongues of realizations. That, so, so, whatever actions for Buddha, even Buddhasappa, whatever action done is only for sentient beings. Greatest benefit because bodhicitta. So then Buddha, no question. So whatever it is done is has the greatest meaning, greatest benefit for sentient beings. So what is eating meat or not eating meat is the greatest benefit for sentient beings. So that. This is a side talk. Dharamsala. So there are many great lamas, you see. As soon as the lamas, gurus, some Rinpoches, and some champs. So what I used to think is that, I can't say, there are many Bodhisattvas, there are many highly attained beings among the Tibetans there. And the meat eaters, you see. But however, within, how I used to think is that, I think that animal whose meat went to redeem, I think that the animal is so fortunate. I think that the animal is so fortunate. Unbelievably fortunate. Because they, they wouldn't eat like ordinary being eat. Ordinary being, us who don't do even practice eating yoga, eating according to less of a path, Hinayana's path is without attachment. Okay? And yoga we eating and the Bodhisattvas were eating, that is you see, with bodhicitta and to benefit for sentient beings. Purely to benefit for sentient beings. So yourself is servant, to serve all sentient beings. So with that attitude, you eat the food, you see. Yoga eating, the Mahayana, Paramahayana way of eating food, you see. The tongue, the southern tongue way, yoga eating, you see, tongue way, you see. That is then, on the basis of renunciation, on the basis of bodhicitta, then you, with tantra practice, pure appearance, the nectar, yourself deity, that nectar, yourself the guru deity, that is nectar, then you use that like fire puja, when you do fire puja, all the substance you offer in the deities for the mouth, you see, in the fire you realize deity, the deity you offer some in the mouth, some to the, as a seed, like kushagras, and then the wood, you offer the beams of the deity's holy body. So, then are the most grains and the butter and other things in the holy mouth. So here I say, Gangsa Ganglu. So there's two things here. When you have put Gangsa Ganglu, so what that you use, like spoon that you put, what the ones to receive it. So your two hands like that, then you have to go deity, and you know, I've had put you this way and eat food. And talk about the yoga, eating yoga, and you see, or yourself guru deity, or at the heart, you know, you involve all the major field in the heart, and then there is this, these syllables, you see, then you offer that, you know, the whole entire major field is, you know, it's all offering to that. So that's but based on renunciation bodhicitta. That's the best on this. Now the renunciation means basically based on the Hinayana way of eating, then Mahayana way, the Paramitayana way of eating, the bodhicitta. And basically those attitudes, then you say tantra practice, you're eating the tantra, you are such a great deity, and then food and nectar, you know that. So, and yourself, the major field, you know, of that, okay. How you are involved in the heart and then of that. So, top, see. So, every drink, every bite, every spoon of food and drink, you see, every sip of drink and every spoon of food, it has an incredible purification and the collecting unconceivable, because you think you're offering the guru, yourself the guru, deity, yourself the guru, deity. So, offering to guru, you're accepting guru, all the merit in the heart. So, how about this guru? Whatever name, different name you mentioned, but whom you offer as a guru is one thing. That's the most important, the main object of offering, main merit. So, you collect, every spoon of food and every drink, every sip of drink, of our embodied meditation, tantric meditation, then you collect far more greater, you collect merits much greater, much more, you collect most extensive merit, then the expression of most extensive is much greater than you made offering to numberless Buddhas, Tendarachun, as well as the number of Dharma, the text, and the number of Sangha, all the Tendarachun, you see, and Tendarachun statues, stupa scriptures, you see, every single. There was in the holy places, individual houses, monasteries, temples, everywhere. So, Tendarachun statues, stupa scriptures, is the so number. So, having made offering to all these numbers, 10,000 numbers, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, 10,000 numbers, statues, two perspectives, see? And the marriage is, itself so much, but unbelievable much, anyway, compared to offering the guru, you know, yourself as a guru, daily guru, or in the heart, you see, the syllable of the, even you think that's all the merit field, but it's a guru. So you collect merit far more greater than all those others. So all those others smaller compared to the merit have much offering to guru. You see, you yourself the guru, deity, or the in the heart is the guru. They all the merit field, which is a guru. So that. So so those who don't. We don't do, even as a being, but don't do those practices and, you know, just eat like animal, you know, like dog eat meat, you know, the, so that, you know, that's, for they, you know, for those great beings, they, you know, they eating meat is not like that, but like, you see, we eat, you know, we like, you see, food with meat or whatever, which is same as animal eating. Worms eating food, you see, not like that. So there's a huge, but there's different sky and the earth, you know, benefit they eating benefit the unbelievable benefit for those peaceful sentient. So there with Dharamsala, I just think, you know, and Mama, I just think of those animals so far whose meat went to them, they put so much prayer for these beings. They eat with this all these realizations, you see, and also there are so much you know, all with all the realizations, you see, all the pure mind, you see, then there's so much prayer for them. So there's a lot of benefit of this in those individual sentient beings, you see, like that. But this is just side talk, you see. Because I talked about it, you know, so then. Anyway, to the Buddhas, even before enlightened, the great yogi, contemplative nuns, they can transform the nectar, their power to, like, I think no question about it. Care like the meaning, pure illusory body, unification. So I'm sure no question don't have those experiences, I can't tell. So what are they, those pure illusory body, unification, yeah? Care like the meaning, pure illusory body, especially unification. Those are very high yogis. The five meat and the five nectars, five of this, like, there's also, as an instrument in urine, and the amount of five nectar urine, so there's elephant, horse, buffalo, and so things that, you see. but the appeal that in the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, there's a five meat, five nectar substitute. Many of the medicinal things. Then lineage from high lamas, where those realizations, you know, bless the pills and the lineage. So there's a substitute, you see, as I mentioned, yeah, there's a substitute, so you know, pill that is, this is five meat, five nectar. So you bless that, and you see, you nectar, you know, we just visualize, you see, there are. You actually can't transform nectar, but you just visualize them. You take your make offering to the medical field, then you bless your mind, you take, you see, you purify, you see, blessing. But those great yogis, they actually can transform, five meter, five nectar, you know. They actually become nectar. They can experience the actual nectar. They can transform, they can actually experience nectar. It's bliss, natural bliss. It's pure. So, the kaka, they can transport nectar. It doesn't have to taste as kaka. You know, how it tastes, smell, you see. So they can transport nectar through their realization. So I'm using this to understand. Because the level of realization, when they eat meat, it's not eating meat, it's nectar. You see, for us meat and also contact to eat, but for them, it's nectar. It's a totally, the taste is transcend, uncontaminated nectar. Natively, please. So this is what they experience. So no question for Buddhas, even for ordinary, one container filled with liquid. You know, that one container filled with liquid. For predators, they see past blood. For human beings, they see the same liquid, but human beings see water. Who has more merit? The predators who don't have merit, they say passing blood. But the human beings who have more merit, they say water. better, you see. I mean, we can say pure, more pure than from Patna, you see. The devas, this is not from Buddha. This is the world, you know, these suras, you see, those devas, because they have more merits, so they see nectar, you know. They see more merits, so they see nectar. The same bowl, that's the liquid, but same liquid, that one bowl or that one liquid inside. But depending on how much merit the perceivers, those who are using, those who are drinking, depending on the level of their merit, so they appear different and they taste different. So there was nectar, you see. But the Buddha, who has ceased completely the disturbance of obscuration, suffered defilements, you see. No slightest like lady imprint, you know. who do not have any hallucination, you see. The dualist view, true existence, so forth. So, Buddha, who has completed all the merits, so because the result of having completed all the merits, having purified all the, the delusion, karma, even subtle negative imprint, and completed all the merits, because of that, then, the objects, six sense objects, or the five sense objects, you see, however, the form, sound, smell, taste, tangible. When it appears pure, and when it contact with the senses, experiencing, great bliss. Experiencing great bliss. So the nature is great bliss to the Buddhas. So when we offer water for us, when we offer water bowl, water, present they see blood and pass. But we see water. So Buddhas, what appears to Buddha is the purest nectar. So therefore, in order to collect more merit, if you offer as a water, you know, I mean, it's something unbelievable merit. unbelievable merit. Even just to offer as a water, what we see. For example, I think we may have heard already in the past, what is, in the Sutta text is mentioned about offering flower. So however, if you offer one flower to a statue or picture of Buddha, this is not talking offering to actual Buddha, you see, directly, just a picture or statue of Buddha, if you offer a flower, then, it is said in the Sutta that the result, benefit of that is, you see, how much is contained, the happiness from beginningless rebirth up to now. Like that much, you know, happiness, some sort of pleasure, happiness, that much to be experienced in the future. How much we experience from beginningless rebirth up to now, like that much to be experienced in the future. So now, that much is contained in this benefit, offering one time. Offering even one tiny flower to a picture or statue Buddha. The same stupa, they mentioned stupa, I think, same statue, stupa, scripture, same. So now on top of that, there is this until you want to achieve liberation. The result do not complete, benefit doesn't finish until you achieve liberation. So even after you achieve liberation from samsara, still the result is not finished because there's a great liberation, full enlightenment. See? So you can understand, it's not just the law nirvana, you see, because what is said in Lambrin, Balamadisha, Balambrin, you know, as far as the offering is done towards the statues, stupa, scriptures, the holy objects, you see, prostration, circumlation, whatever, every offering, the minute when you offer to the statues, stupa, scriptures, you see, even these holy objects, Immediately, you become cause of enlightenment. Even your motivation is not dharma, not virtue. See? Even though it's anger, attachment, cling to life, ignorance, is like that, you see. So, but since it's offered to you know, that's the prescription of the object, you see, immediately become cause of enlightenment, you know. As I mentioned in the Lama Tsongkhapa Lama Tsimu, the actions done, understand by three pieces of path, not possessed by three pieces of aspect path, you see, not possessed, actions are done, you see, with motivation, not possessed by renunciation, but it's the right view, then they become just the ordinary cause of the samsara, except of exceptional actions, you see, to do the then due to the power of the whole object. That's that. So anyway, so what I'm saying is, whatever offering, you know, you do towards the statue of Viskija, immediately being caused by enlightenment. So therefore, now, so you understand from that, so the, if you achieve the law and nirvana, you see, the benefit is not finished. So the great liberation, full enlightenment, you get from that, okay? So, but now here I'm saying, Slowly, the result you offered is this tiny flower to statues to rescue doesn't finish. Doesn't stop there. Because after you achieve the great liberation, you enlighten. This purpose of achieving enlightenment is only to liberate other sentient beings from the unimaginable sufferings and obscurations, then to enlightenment. So to the previous happiness. That's the only purpose of teaching enlightenment. So they were, how's possible, you see, they just relax, you see, oh, I achieve enlightenment and relax, you know, then say goodbye to the sentient beings. How's possible that, for Western people go to the beach and lay down and, you know, five-star hotel and, what do they say, you know, say, Thailand and Tahiti or those places, beach, you know, five-star, six-star hotels in the life, you see. Anyway, there's no way because before you actualize bodhicitta, you have generated great compassion towards each and every single sentient beings. Great compassion, you know. You have realized that. So that doesn't allow you to work for yourself, you see. The one because of that, that makes you to constantly, you see. Not even a second, you see. The total seeking for what happens for oneself. You know, only total seeking happens for others. So you can imagine that after that Buddhist realization, then develop the path, complete path, you see, then you achieve enlightenment. This is the gross subtle development. So, it's impossible, you see, that you don't work for something mean. So after you have all the perfect in all the qualities to do perfect work for something means. So what I think is that, you know, even after you achieve great enlightenment, you know, liberation, then still you liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. So therefore still, you offer a tiny flower to statues to by scripture, still you are enjoying the benefits, you see, that's liberating number of sentient from the ocean from suffering and bringing to enlightenment. So until every single sentient being is brought to, there's no sentient being left, you know, in samsara, you see, suffering, you see. Also, until every sentient being is enlightened. So when that happened, then the benefits of this, your tiny flower, of the statues to bear, is completed. Only at that time. So this is what I think. See? So you can see very clearly, logically, this is logical. So, what I'm saying, I lost it. So, what I'm saying, Oh, that's this. Yeah, that's that. So, even your view, you say the liquid water, you offer to Buddha, there. Buddha or statues. Can you imagine now how much merit? Now you come back to this water, one bowl of water offering statues to Buddha. You see, even one statue of Buddha, one painting of Buddha, one stupa. So now you can see the benefits. It's unbelievable. Mind problem, see. I don't want Chinese mind problem. So it's unlimited, one bowl of water, you see, we offer as water. But now here, according to practice, you know, in the church of purity, how you have to offer is visualize nectar. So you create much more merit. But nectar, it's possible not what devas, the world deva nectar, what is in them. But the nectar that appears to Buddha, nectar that appears to Buddha, then that one you offer. You see? So then you have the most excess merit as from the object side, you see? And then, object side, you see. The object what you offer, you see, pure nectar, you know? The highest quality in the pure nectar. So, you collect most of the merit from that. So, then no question, if you, by thinking that, if you offer, then merit is far more unbelievable, you see. How you create a far more greater merit, even though you don't see nectar, it doesn't taste nectar to you, but you visualize, you know, nectar, then over why you collect the most merit. For common people, or maybe scientists, or common people may think it's nonsense, you know, because it's not nectar, it's water. You know, but how you collect more merit just for visualizing? They might think like that. But might think nonsense, you know. It's superstition, nonsense. They might think like that. But however, there's a logic. So, see, there's a logic and there's experience and there's a story. So that proves. So King Ashoka's, you know, from the mandala explanation, so that proves. King Ashoka, you know, he built many monasteries, able to serve food, many sanghas, and he built 10 million stupa for one day. Maybe it takes just one night, but anyway, one day. So if you build one stupa, it directs your life towards enlightenment. Even made of rocks or earth. So now he built 10 million one day, you see, because of his power. So, I was born as a king, and not just king, but Dharma king. They can collect all the world power, so much merit, you know, service to so many sentient beings, to the teaching Buddha. So that was the cause of that. It was life before that. Was a child. He was a child. He was a human being, born a human being. And then, you see, the three children playing in the sand. And, and the Buddha was coming that day, coming through that, you see, for arm. So then the Buddha is very tall, the body is short. So then they want to offer something to Buddha. And then they thought, how to reach the offering, the Buddha's begging bowl. So like circus, you know, one child stood on the first child in the shoulder, then second child, third child stood on the second child's shoulder. They offered a handful of sand grain by visualizing gold in the Buddha's begging bowl. So there's no one single goal there, but it's just mere visualization, you know. So even though it's mere visualization, the child got actual benefit of having offered that many gold to Buddha. If there are many gold, you see, the grains, the sand grains, that many gold, you see. So because the person got collected merit, having actually offered that many gold, so the next life, you know, all these unbelievable things happened. So now it's same here. So it's water, but you visualize nectar, special nectar. In the nectar that I preach, Buddha, I offer to this Buddha, offer this to all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, you see, and the nectar which I preach Buddha. So then, so this stuff is the most merit from the sign of the quality of object, you see. So going back, so the yogis, you know, they talk about, you see, for those high yogis, you know, they can actually transform, they actually taste nectar, transform nectar, you see, that. So it's not just eating meat. So there's no question about Buddha. See, before I was talking about his sayings, you see, the gurus. So that, supposed to loom, but there's, we should talk about the material power, material mantra, and so it started.